Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Jason and Mary Ritchie are bringing the light of Christ to Mongolia. And Brother Ritchie said it was a beautiful scene. The mountains were situated around us and the village of Jagalant nestled below us. The occasion that Saturday, 4 weeks ago, was the ordination of our dear brother Miga, the official charter of Fountain of Love Baptist Church, and the calling of Miga as their pastor. What a thing of joy to see another Baptist church planted to the glory of God. And now through the generosity of churches in Mongolia and Taiwan and the United States, Flower of Love Baptist Church has been able to place a down payment on a small building in which to meet. We look forward to reporting further progress in Jagalant. Thank you for your prayers and support for this good work. And then the Ritchies say we did not announce it widely at the time, but some of you now know our family had been expecting another child since May. Mary was just over her debilitating pregnancy sickness, and so she had decided to come to Jagalant with us. On the way back to the city, however, she experienced some unusual contractions, and we felt that something must be wrong. That Monday, we went to have the doctor examine her, and an ultrasound confirmed that we had lost the baby a couple of weeks earlier. Evidently, Mary had placenta previa. We immediately made plans to go to South Korea for medical treatment, but at the airport, she began to have regular contractions once again. In our need, God providentially led us to a Mongolian surgeon who, as we later learned, is the foremost specialist here in these kinds of problems. At one point, there was a clear danger to Mary's life, but God brought us through. It's hard to explain the strange mixture of grief at the loss of a child and joy at Mary's recovery. But I can assure you through it all, God gave us a peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for your special prayers and encouragement. We could not have made it without all of you, but especially not without the dear Lord Jesus by our side. Mary is now doing well. Well, let me just stop for a moment and add a comment or two. I share that story because I think you listeners need to hear things like that and understand missionaries are just ordinary people. They have the same needs that we do, and so we need to pray for them. Now, the Ritchies continue on. Within days of Mary's return home from the hospital, the Old Testament translation work began. God has provided all the setup costs, and the funding has been pledged for the project. Our four translators began with 2 weeks of intense training from Dr. Bill Patterson. As I sat there watching these dedicated ladies translate directly from Hebrew into Mongolian, I rejoiced at the partial fruition of years of prayer, planning, preparation, and work which have been required to get to this point. I praise God for all those who continue to be a part of the effort to provide a complete and sure translation of the Bible into Mongolian. This translation will be the first to be done from the original languages of the received text. And of course, folks, if you understand the missionary heart, it's so important to be able to give the gospel and to teach the scriptures in the language of the people. So Jason and Mary Ritchie and several other families there in the faraway country of Mongolia are doing a wonderful job leading people to Christ, building churches, and translating the Bible into that language.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.